lots of talks to non-governmental organizations in using Creative Commons. And to my surprise, the NGOs have much more, they think more about control of their content than companies. Do you have models how it can work, or do you have examples in using CC license by NGOs, or what do you would say to them?
Well, I think that everybody, NGOs and commercial entities and governments, need to rethink the ethics of their behavior in light of the emergence of the net. NGOs are not naturally better people, than people building commercial enterprises. I mean, the people I know building commercial enterprises are some of the most decent and ethical people I know, right? So I don't think there's any natural difference. Like, you have the greedy people in commerce and the good people in NGOs. And often NGOs think that their only resource, their only asset, are these IP things that they control to profit. You know, so museums, I think, are the best example of this. You know, I think it's outrageous the way museums force scholars, for example, to pay ridiculous prices, maybe $5,000, to get a digital image of a public domain picture that they're holding in their museum to publish in a book that will sell no more than 500 copies or 1,000 copies. Yet they do this because they think this is a good way to raise money to run the museum. And my response to that is, you need to find better ways to raise money to run the museum. Because the idea of you blocking access to this public domain work is just not a good way to raise money to support a museum. I've been having this exchange in email with a guy who works for the American Red Cross. And the American Red Cross, too, has this extremely restrictive view about information about how to deal with emergencies or to deal with health issues, right? They have these reports or these studies that they have that they've commissioned, but they exercise very strict rights over giving access to it. And, you know, and I've suggested, he said to the American Red Cross, where is it in your business model that you would block the ability of other people to save people too, right? Why is that part of what you're trying to do, to make it harder for others to save other people? And I think if you begin to ask these questions of NGOs, they begin to have to think, well, really, what is our interest here? Like, why would we block anybody's ability to get a free copy of our report about how to deal with malaria in the developing world, right? Well, what interest do we have to block the ability of others to deal with malaria in the developing world? And I think as people ask these questions in lots of contexts, you're going to see a different balance that gets struck, because as they honestly evaluate what's consistent with our values, the values will force people in different contexts to become more open than they are right now. Governments are the most obvious, NGOs the second most obvious. And, you know, maybe ironically, it's businesses, commercial entities, that are actually being the most responsive to this, because they have a commercial interest in getting it right, and their commercial interest forces them to change their behaviors more quickly often than what happens in the NGO context.
I will take the questions to them.